Even though it wasn't on their agenda, the Summit County Council went ahead and approved the emergency funding, estimated to be nearly $20,000 for the month of October, from the council's contingency fund. County Council member Claudia McMullen says on the first day of the shutdown Tuesday, she had heard that Salt Lake County took similar action, so she brought the issue up at this week's meeting. Summit County Health Director Rich Bulla made a short presentation to the council talking about who the program serves and the effects of shutting it down. McMullen says the council supported the funds being spent, saying that no Summit County children should go hungry.
I also knew that we, the council, had money in our contingency budget. We have a line item in the budget for the council contingency, and I figured we have enough money to fund the WIC program for at least a month or two, and we do have that money. So we also amended the budget last night and included that line item for October.
The county could be on the line for as much as $65,000 if the program has to be extended through November.
WIC has 624 clients in the county, and those are mothers, children, and infants. Most of those clients had gotten their October vouchers before the shutdown. However, 89 did not. They were not able to secure vouchers before the offices closed. So the food for the non-vouchered 89 clients is $1,200 a week, and the WIC staff is $4,000 a week for the month, for the total of $20,800 for the month of October. If this were to continue into November, it would be the vouchers for all the clients, and that would be $6,800 a week. And the staff is the same, and that would be $43,200 for the month of November. But I can't fathom this is going to go on past October. It just can't possibly.
McMullen says that she had to at least try and help.
It's not the county's job, but I could not live with myself if I lived in a county where I had something to do with anything, and I let women and their infants and children go without food.
That's Summit County Council member Claudia McMullen. Meanwhile, the United States Department of Agriculture has stepped in with $2.5 million in emergency funding that will allow WIC, or Utah's Women's Infants and Children Program, to reopen its clinics and will begin issuing food vouchers to both new and existing clients. This news came just a day after the county council elected to spend almost $65,000 over the next 2 months to keep the WIC program feeding hungry women and their children. According to the Utah Department of Health spokesman Tom Adako, WIC staff will return to the clinics as soon as possible. It's expected that all clinics will be open by noon on Friday. Because Salt Lake and Summit County used local funding to keep the doors open, women in both of these counties can be issued new vouchers immediately. The $2.5 million is expected to keep the program running at full scale through the end of the month. If the federal government doesn't resume normal operations by then, it's likely the program would again have to scale back its operations. The WIC program is funded entirely by the federal government, but administered by the state and local health departments in Utah. It provides food and nutrition education to low-income pregnant, postpartum, and breastfeeding women and infants and their children up to the age of five. The program has been partially closed since Tuesday due to the federal government shutdown. WIC clinics were shuttered, staff was furloughed, and no new food vouchers were issued. Vouchers that have been issued for use during the month of October have been and will continue to be honored at all 300 retailers throughout the state that participate in the WIC program. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.